Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh boy, I think we're going to divide this room up. Somebody, if you go out to dinner together, like this is a great example in this room. Because like if we all went out to dinner and I have like four drinks.
Uh-huh. Normal night.
That's pretty light night. Yeah.
Honestly, compared to that most recent time that we went out.
I went to Ocean Prime last night.
You did?
I did. And it was brought up.
Because stop. I think that I was gone.
You were legendary. I think you don't realize how much Sauvignon Blanc you had that night.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, it was legend. So much so that the next time we went there, they were like, Utah, Sauvignon Blanc. They remembered.
Oh no,
that.
I'm talking also, about that time.
Oh yeah,
when they're also amazing. I love them over there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay, so anyway, if we all go
have a bunch of drinks. Tiak is his normal teetotaler self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe a Coke.
Then I ordered like a sushi roll or whatever, and he doesn't really eat that or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then the bill comes, and let's pretend we're gonna like everybody put their cards in. Does he do the like? Well, I only had one thing.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. What?
It's so gauche to be out with your friends and go, hold on, let's split it for what we ate. Like when you're with your friends.
That's the norm. That's what me and my girlfriends will do.
That is by far the norm. No, it's just what you ordered.
No.
Why am I? I'm not having 17 drinks or 14 bottles of Sauv Blanc.
Then you shouldn't have come out with me.
And if I'm the one who ordered, say I had six drinks over the course of this meal. If I'm the one who ordered that and I know that Erin sat next to me and literally did not have a drink, I would feel horrible if she's
tip. You don't have to tip, but like, I don't want to, this is not about me. I know people are screaming at the radio going, you alcoholic, what do you want them to pay for you? It's like, it's about making that server go in there and do complex math. It's like, split it four ways.
Or done. It's just... This item went to Erin. This item went to Hack.
You got
to
say that up front.
You guys.
No, that's...
Someone pays for it, takes a photo of the check,
no.
Texts it to the group, and everyone figures out the
meal. Oh my God, who's got time for this?
For girls, dinners, brunches, all that, this is what we do.
So you guys have Venmo flying around between you?
Constantly.
See, and I lean a little more on your side, honestly, even as a guy who doesn't drink, because I feel like it's just, if you're amongst friends, and it's just easier, and it's, I agree, gauche. It is a little weird. You don't want to be the guy to pull out a calculator. Is that a guy thing?
Yes.
Why would you ever
inconvenience...
pull out a calculator?
No, I'm saying...
To figure out what everyone owes. It's just like, I got it. You get the next one or whatever. Yeah.
I know this sounds like I'm talking about me in this instance where it's like I was the one who had the most. More often than not, I have the least. I have friends who are bigger than me, who have expensive tastes. And they all just get after an expensive appetizer, order a bottle of wine that I would have never ordered. And I'm like, here, I'm paying half of it. Like, you just do. It's what you do when you're with friends.
I also think it depends on restaurant or something. Because like what T-Hack said of I'll get the next one. My friends and I do that constantly when we go to lower places like Chipotle or Starbucks. It's like, this one's on me. You get the next one, whatever. Right. We don't keep track like that. But when we go to a sit-down restaurant, absolutely, I'm just paying for what I have where we're doing the Venmo
split. So do you tell the server up front? Because if you do that at the end, you are an a-hole.
I don't ever make the server do it.
You do what you said. Take a picture of the thing. Here's why this got brought up in the first place. This, I don't know if this was an AITA or whatever. I the a-hole? Some people had agreed to pay for a surprise party.
Sure.
And it's like, hey, let's throw a surprise party for T-Hack. And it's like, we're going to split it? Yep. And then it's like, well, wait, I don't drink.
Right.
So the one person was like, why should I have to pay a third of it if I don't drink?
Yeah, because they've got a lot of alcohol and a lot of high-end alcohol, too, for the party, which makes that's what you would do.
But it's for that person.
It's a surprise party.
Oh.
Like, it doesn't matter if you don't drink. You're buying a surprise party.
So this is like going on a bachelorette trip, which I've done a lot of.
I was just thinking that.
In those cases, I think that you...
You have to be careful but what then, you say, because you know you're going to have one, and you want to set the standard of who's paying for it.
Often the bride doesn't pay at all, so I'm not really thinking about that. I think about my friends who are pregnant, we'll often leave them off the alcohol bill, but like if someone just goes, well, I didn't drink much, too bad.
Yeah, this last bachelorette party I went on, the maid of honor bought way too much alcohol. Like, we threw away a lot of it.
What?
But we still had to split it. And that's I was low-key pissed off. But it was like, nothing I can do. I'm going to split it. But this guy, if you're going into it saying, I'm not drinking, and not just, we didn't get to it, I'm on this guy's side.
It's not for him.
But it's for the party, and you're throwing the party.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. It's not about you at that moment. I'm paying for a third of this party. If I'm not going to do drugs, I'm not going to do the alcohol, or I'm gluten-free or whatever, and they got all the wrong pizzas or whatever, it doesn't matter.
That's interesting. You're gluten-free. So when it comes to like splitting groceries at something like a bachelorette party, do you go, well, I didn't eat any of that?
Well, luckily they did provide a lot of gluten-free options. So
I'm trying to think of all the bachelor parties I've been at.
Dudes never do what these guys are talking about.
It's different. It's just like, I'll go grab the alcohol.
Yes.
He'll go grab the food. And then the next day, it's kind of like, well, I haven't done anything yet, so I'll pay for this bar.
Yes, I got breakfast.
And we just all kind of know.
And
like,
you all know your responsibility.
Yeah.
You do not know what it's like to be a woman. I'm already working on a budget for mine. We got 9 months.
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.